Governor Bill Walker and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott announced today that they oppose the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin has more.
Walker and Mallott cited Kavanaugh's record, or presumed, positions on health care, labor law, and laws important to Alaska Natives. And they pointed out violence against women in Alaska is an epidemic. They referred to the sexual assault allegation against Kavanaugh and said they couldn't condone his confirmation while so many questions remain unanswered. Governors, of course, have no direct say in confirming Supreme Court justices, but the announcement adds heft to the Kavanaugh opposition in Alaska, and Kavanaugh's detractors hope it will influence Senator Lisa Murkowski, a key Republican swing vote. Murkowski and Senator Dan Sullivan spoke to Kavanaugh after the Alaska Federation of Natives raised concerns about him. Both senators say they're convinced Kavanaugh does not intend to undermine the legal status of Alaska Natives or the laws and programs that help them. Walker, an independent, and Mallott, a Democrat, are running for re-election, but this announcement came from their state offices, not their campaign. Democratic challenger Mark Begich previously announced his opposition to Kavanaugh. Republican candidate Mike Dunleavy announced his support for Kavanaugh in July. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
The Association of Village Council Presidents has also joined AFN and other tribal groups across the nation in opposing Kavanaugh's confirmation. The association's executive board sent a letter to Senator Murkowski today stating their solidarity with AFN.